Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Like, the Texas Rangers finally won a World Series a couple of years ago, and Tiki still hasn't seen a second of that World Series.
Did anyone?
Why would I go back and watch it?
So, unfortunately...
Jacob didn't even pitch.
I know. Unfortunately for Seattle and San Diego and Milwaukee, three franchises that have never won a championship, it doesn't do it for anyone.
Would people care if it was Padres versus the Yankees? Like, if you had a team that's won a ton versus a team that's never won, would that enhance the...
No.
Interest in it?
No, just Yankee fans, because they'd be in the World Series. Okay. The Yankees could play a Pop Warner team, we'd be all excited. Yankees Brewers would work that way. But no, I think that, unfortunately, the nation wouldn't be drawn to teams that haven't won that just, like the Mariners. The Mariners haven't even been to a World Series. Like, the Padres have been to one, the Brewers have been to one, even if it was a long time ago. The Mariners have never been to a World Series, which is kind of crazy.
Griffey and the Big Moose. Real quickly, though, if the Brewers made it, would anybody outside of Joe B be angry that the Brewers made it without David Stearns?
What? Like,
David Stearns leaves, goes to the Mets, and now the Brewers make a World Series. Would that rub Met fans the wrong way?
Not at all.
The man from Milwaukee.
Okay.
I guess you could ask me in 2 weeks or 4 weeks, whatever it is.
I think you'll get that.
All right. Thanks for that. Let's go to Gilbert in Pennsylvania. What's up, Gilbert?
Hey, how you doing? First time, long time.
I appreciate
it. So, this idea that you had about platooning pitchers, I think, is phenomenal. I think pitchers towards the tail end of their major league careers, who might not be able to go full 7 or 6, might think about not retiring, being that they only might be able to pitch 4 strong innings. It might work out good. And I wanted to ask is, if this idea, let's say, goes through, can you pick up more starting pitchers and leave off
yes.
The relieving
yeah.
pitchers?
You also, know what I'm saying? Dude, I've thought this through. So to get in the weeds on it, the way I would execute this is that I have two different tag teams, okay? So in the Mets case, I'll use the guys that are currently here, Sengatong, Manaya Holmes, and then 3 regular starting pitchers. And if those tag teams are not throwing 80, 90 pitches each,
so how many is that? So that's 4, that's 7. So that's 7.
That is 8.
No, you said 3
starters.
That's
7, correct, yes. Sorry, I got the math wrong. Like, that's 7.
Where's my math?
Which would leave 6 bullpen arms exactly. during the normal season.
Which, by the way,
is fine because
two
of those games, you're probably not using much of your bullpen FA.
Right, just like last night. You're not using the bullpen at all.
Yeah, or if you are using your bullpen, maybe it's an inning from your closer.
Yes.
So I could see doing it. You can't do it with your entire rotation because that's just too many. Now you have 10 of your 13 pitchers are starters, so you can't do that.
Unless you got these guys that are really, they basically do the same thing every day.
Right.
As soon as the starter goes and has to leave the game, you throw in another starter, and the idea, like Manaya last night, finish the game.
Yeah. Well, that's a perfect scenario because then you don't have to use any of your bullpen. And also, in theory, like Clay Holmes threw 52 pitches last night, or 53 pitches, whatever it is. I wrote it down. 53 pitches.
Yeah.
In theory, he should be able to pitch 3 days from now, not 5 days from now.
Yes.
So you could actually maximize the amount of times your starters pitch. Chris up in Michigan. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All's good.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to say the hillbilly Hawaiian connection. and maybe on the back of the shirt it says a little bit of juice and a little bit of ooze. But I got one for your other team.
Nice.
And Sean's gonna love it.
Go ahead.
I love this one. I'm thinking it's gonna be team utensil, forks and tongs.
I didn't hear what you said at all, but
team utensils.
Team utensils. The problem with this Hawaiian hillbilly thing is Shomania is from Indiana. He's not from Hawaii. So, and is Clay Holmes a hillbilly? So it's almost like you've unfairly characterized both Clay Holmes and Shomania. Like, Clay Holmes is from Alabama, so I guess, sure, call him a hillbilly. Mm. But Shomania is from, like, Valparaiso, Indiana. Where the hell he's from?
I got the better nickname. They should simply be called Bulgaria.
What?
Bulgaria.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all, Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Area. Why?
Why?
359 is the country code for Bulgaria. 35 and 59, put it together, 359. Bulgaria.
That's a pull right there.
You're trying way too hard, man.
It really is.
You have to think about that one. That's like a riddle that would take forever to solve if you didn't tell us.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yes.
Carmine is in Eatontown. What's up, Carmine?
I'm going to make it simple for you, my fellas. I was there last night, and the way I see it, it's Maho.
I like that. It's simple. Maho. Get it? Mania and Maho.
But why? Holmes went first, dude.
Yeah, but that's not going to be permanent. That's the beautiful thing about the tag team, Teak. On Sunday against the Nationals, it's going to be Mania first.
Okay. Oh,
wait a second.
WWE.
Yeah.
Formerly F.
Yes.
When the tag teams were a big deal.
Oh, they still are, but go ahead.
Are they?
Yeah.
You never hear about them anymore.
I wouldn't say now that they are, but 5 years ago when the Usos were dominating and the New Day was out, yeah, it was a big deal.
Okay, so let's go back to the early days.
Okay.
Was it always the same order?
I don't think so.
Did you notice,
Tommy, if someone would always start a match?
Yes. So in the Hart Foundation, Bret Hart would always start first.
Would he really?
Because he would, not to get in the weeds, but he would do the hot tag. The anvil would come in, do all the power moves. Bret was a better seller, better
worker. Are you sure about that,
100%. The outsider, Scott Hall, would always start. Kevin Nash, you feature the big man. I'm way too nerdy with this stuff. The smaller wrestler guy, Teak, would start first. And then the bigger guy, you always feature.
Yeah,
because he would come in and save.
Exactly.
The little guy.
But like in the modern era, the Usos, one of the greatest tag teams of all time, I don't think Jay would always start or Jimmy would always
start.
But
I bet you with the New Day, I bet you Kofi started more than Big E.
Can you look that? Can you do some research?
Absolutely. I'll watch the tapes.
Because I think in the Mets case, they're clearly not going to start the same guy.
Yeah, that's Kofi Annan and Big E Smalls?
Yes. Close.
Oh, okay.
Kofi Annan. You think they know who Kofi Annan is?
No, they have no idea.
How about this nickname? I got this from Daniel who just sent it to me. You guys in a football mood? You guys like the NFL? You guys thinking about Sunday when the New York Giants play the Kansas City Chiefs?
Sure.
Mahomes. Mania? Ma?
Again.
Holmes!
It's Mahomes. Always Mania first. He wasn't first last night.
He's going to be first on Sunday, Teak. I'm telling you. Carlos already said it. Mm. That he's got certain games based on the matchup. In fact, playoff time against the Dodgers. Let's say the Mets make the playoffs. Certainly not a lock, but yesterday helped. If they play the L.A. Dodgers, knowing the Dodger lineup, knowing it starts with Ohtani, knowing you got Freddie Freeman early, are you not a little bit more likely to start Sean Mania first with Clay Holmes coming in later? Mm. Are you not?
Likely.
Mahomes.
By the way, did you see Ohtani said he'd be willing to play the outfield?
Oh, God bless him. Thanks for that, Shohei. We're so honored that you're actually willing to put a glove on like a real baseball player.
He was great yesterday. Hit his 50th.
He also pitched 5 innings.
5 no-hit innings.
You know what the Dodgers need to do? What's you want me to give the Dodgers some advice?
What's that?
Shohei Ohtani's got to be the closer. They have no bullpen. Ohtani should close games. Mm. And because MLB changed all their rules to benefit Shohei Ohtani around the DH, my understanding is he could simply go from DH to pitching. Stay in the lineup.
Wait, so how
and close games out?
So he goes from DH to pitching. Let's say this happens in the 8th inning.
Yeah.
So there's more than one inning here. He goes from DH to the pitcher.
Yes.
How? What happens to the DH?
Well, so in the real rules of Major League Baseball, you'd lose the DH. But because Major League Baseball decided to change their constitution to benefit Shohei Ohtani, mm-hmm. my understanding is he could then simply go back to DHing again once he's out of the game, which I think is the most fugazi thing in the world. But they changed the rules about three years ago.
But if he's the closer.
Yeah.
So he comes in and let's say they want him to get six outs.
Yeah.
So he was the DH.
Correct.
He's no longer the DH.
Yes.
He's the
he's the pitcher, but he's still hitting in the same spot in the order.
Oh, I see.
Like, they did it last night when he's batting. So, back in the old days, if you were...
They just subtract a player and make the pitcher and make Shohei Ohtani, if he's the closer,
yeah,
do both now.
Yes. Huh. And they changed that rule a couple years ago because, I don't know if you guys remember, it was at Yankee Stadium that Ohtani pitched against the Yankees. And you guys knocked him out in the first inning. Do you remember
that? Yes.
Yes.
He had to leave the game.
Yeah.
He was out of the game. And I know a lot of Yankee fans or baseball fans were like, yeah, I'm glad we knocked him around. But, geez, I mean, we don't get to see him. So they actually changed the rules. They call it the Ohtani rule, where he could come out of the game as a pitcher and remain in as designated hitter.
But I'm trying to think of a pitcher who could probably hit.
Nolan McClain. He could do everything.
Let's say Nolan McClain.
Yeah.
Pitches 5-4 innings.
Yes.
Whatever. Gets knocked out of the game early.
Yes.
And Yankees or Mets are having lineup issues.
Yeah.
He's the best option to DH. He can now go DH?
If he can only do that if... No, I don't think he can, actually. I think he'd have to start the game hitting and pitching.
Oh, got it.
So, no, it would not work that way. Plus, it's not the McClain rules. It's the Ohtani rules. I heard Shohei Ohtani could do whatever he wants on a field, and they'll allow it. Mm-hmm. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I heard he actually sometimes gets four strikes.
I think he can do whatever he wants off the field, too.
Oh, yeah. He could gamble or not gamble or be possibly related to gambling, but not really.
All right.
Yeah.
Wait till he can hold his arm against his chest when he's not playing well in a World Series, or he can say he's hurt.
Yeah, that, too. You can do all of that. We'll get back to your calls in a minute. 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.